So it's any main motion which does not somehow exhaust its power within a single meeting. Is that correct?
That's correct. So it would include amendments, whatever the body ultimately passes.
It doesn't have to include all the votes on amendments going up to whatever.
No, what is finally passed, what is most useful to us at this point. Again, down the road, if we want to refine it for reasons, for other reasons, we can do so. But right now, we really are in kind of urgent need of knowing what we've passed, what's there.
What would be an example of a main motion which could have only lasted for one meeting?
Yeah, actually, now that I'm thinking back, I want to suggest a change of wording. Something like, all adopted PND motions on ongoing policy. In other words, we don't need to see a motion about the 2006 annual budget. That's over and done with. It applied to that year. That doesn't affect the future. If we're sitting here in 2012 trying to decide what is the current policy on X, that's really what this is aimed at. It's not some historical research project. It's what do we need to know so we don't reinvent any wheel.
I'd like to be on the staff. This is Brenda.
Okay, Brenda. So with that clarification, that's then a motion before the committee. I'll take a stack on it, Brenda.
I have a question to Bob and Lydia. I don't know who it would apply to. In regards to motions, would it be only to motions that were on the national board, even though they may not have been addressed, or is it all national committee? Can you have a little bit more clarification on that? Or motion?
Yes. My intent is only motions that actually pass, only ones that are in effect. I mean, if we come to a particular issue and someone says, I remember a motion was offered 3 years ago and it failed, well, then that person can research that particular motion. But I think the only reasonable thing that we even have a ghost of a chance of finding them all are ones that pass the full board, not pass the committee, but fail
okay.
the full board, pass
okay.
the full PND.
Okay, thank you.
And this is Lydia. I also might mention that the only way that we can move forward on this project is to actually look up those minutes that have passed, that have been approved, rather. And therefore, it's just as easy to post those minutes. So if you want to look up what the vote was on the particular amendment before it was finally passed, blah, blah, and go into more detail. So that won't be not available because I think it's just a byproduct of what we're going to have to do, but not in the same document. Once we send this document out, and I'm happy to do that, or Bob can do it, you can see the logic of starting out this way.
Anybody else want to comment on this?
Yes, Sasha, with a question and probably a comment. Do I understand this correctly that the PNB passes resolutions and changes and no one keeps a record of that?
Well, let me answer the question.
I mean, that's my question, and I probably have a comment to make. But
the minutes should be recorded by the secretary and approved by the PNB. And in the year that I was chair, Richard Uzel did, I thought, a fine job of doing that. But there was one meeting it was the last meeting of that year, which was 2010. I think it was in Los Angeles, but I'm not entirely sure. Which, as far as I know, there were never any meetings, never any minutes provided. It fell through the cracks. It wasn't Richard's fault. It wasn't his responsibility at that point.
Okay, but I'm not
so
even...
It sometimes happens. It's not supposed to, but it sometimes happens. And I don't know that we've ever really had a place where the meetings were posted, even when they were approved.
Well, So you're just talking about gathering together all the minutes, or you're talking, I understood this to be gathering together changes made in the way Pacifica functions, its board functions, that, which is more than minutes. I mean, they, those changes might be in the minutes, hopefully.
Well,
but,
all right, Carolyn,
every motion, every main motion should be in the minutes. In fact, that's pretty much all that should be in the minutes. But other than who's there and a few other details, but it should be a record of the actions taken by the board and the motions passed by the board.
Okay, let me just make a comment then. As I understand it, you're discussing minutes. I'm discussing motions. So that affects the way we do business gets passed, and it's recorded in the minutes, but it is not recorded in any governing document beyond that. So nothing necessarily changes. It relies on the memory. I mean, even, you know, in other words, what's the point in having a motion? So you have a motion, and it's to deal with something at the moment, but it's also supposedly thought through to deal with similar situations or like situations to which this would apply in the future. And that is not kept track of in any form other than being in the minute? That's basically my question, because then what the heck is the point of the motions that, you know, forgive me, but what I've listened into on PMB meetings seem to go on sometimes for hours.
Well, there's two separate questions. One is follow through on the actual motions and how they're actually put into action. And the other is, are they recorded properly in the minutes? The first question is a question, the short answer to the question is, will we come at, for sure. But in terms of the task of the work group, there are only two places that they can find the motions. One is in the minutes, and the other is by listening to the tapes.
Okay, but I'm kind of moving beyond that. I'm moving beyond that.
Carolyn, on the stack, please, George.
I'm assuming that there are minutes and there are archived, you know, audio. There's archived audio and there is minutes. And between the two, one could put this all together. But more, I guess what I'm really asking is, does Pacifica not keep track of the laws that govern it?
Bingo.
I mean, that's the real question. You're trying to say it's in the minutes, and I think that minutes were from 2005, you know, probably in the spring, but please, is that the way we govern ourselves? Because if that's
the question, is there any one place?
George, this is the third time I'm asking to be put on the stack. May I speak to that, please?
Yeah, I'd love it if you would.
Go ahead, speak to that.
Are you talking to me?
Well, wait a minute. It was Sasha. I have Brenda down here. Did you want to speak, Brenda?
No, this is Carolyn.
I am ready to
put on the stack.
Who are you? Okay, so that's from the past.
And
I have
the like
stack, and Sasha was speaking, and Carolyn, and is that Tracy?
And
it's Tracy, yes. If you could put them
down. And Tracy, okay. Okay, Carolyn, Ken, and Tracy, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. There is a procedure, and it's been honored more in the breach than not. Technically, all minutes are supposed to be sent to the national office to be kept available for public inspection upon request. And I don't recall secretaries doing that. When I was secretary briefly, I started to do that, sending them to the national office after they were approved, but then a whole lot never got approved. So, yes, the answer is there is a place where they are collected and available, and no, they're not there. For the most part. Some may be, but some not. The other problem is that there was a set collected up until all the motions passed through 1976. Lonnie Hicks made that collection. And we discovered going through the list that a few motions that evidently he had disapproved of were not included in that list for one reason or another. So the list was not totally complete, but there is a list that's pretty complete, and it included the main motions, the vote by which it was passed, and the date of the meeting at which it was passed, which would answer the question of how to find the minutes, if we had the minutes someplace. And now the next thing I think that our webmaster is working on is a website where all these minutes can be made public. I think that may be far in the future, but it's a beautiful dream. In the meanwhile, there is a requirement that they be collected, that they be in the National Office for Inspection. And I think in this day and age, that also means available digitally, but we're not there yet. So we've got several stages to go through, but there was a setup 276, and I'm sure that Lydia and Bob know about that, and we're building up on that.
Bill for the stack.
Is that Bill?
Yes.
Yes.
And Lydia on the stack at some point.
Okay. Ken?
Yeah, I just want to say one of the things about being on a committee is don't be too shocked about what you hear. You have to save some chagrin and awe for what you hear tomorrow. Whatever you hear today, you shouldn't be overwhelmed. But I did want to clarify one thing. It's not just the motions and the approved minutes. It's also documented rulings or initiatives set by the executive director, policy established by executive director or management. That's another section of it. And we're talking here about recourse to the minutes or the recording of the minutes. However, I believe Bob or Lydia had said the requirement for it to be considered acceptable policy is that it's in approved minutes, not just in a recording. If you have a recording and there's a motion was passed, it's in the recording, you have to have evidence that it was recorded in minutes and that the minutes will approve. I'm not stating that as policy. I'm saying we should clarify that. So it's more a question than a statement.
I think that that's a question for Bob. Is it your sense of your motion that you will only include motions which actually are an approved minute?
I suppose, but I seem to have some recollection of when I served on the CMB that there was an occasional time that, for whatever reason, the secretary didn't come through and he had no approved minutes for that meeting. So use that as a starting point. If we find those gaps, we may have to then resort to supplementing it through the audio archive.
This is Lydia.
You're on the stack, Lydia. Let me say that minutes can be submitted and approved at any time. So if there are things that were never made the minutes and that were clear intentions of the PNB to act and to do something, we can correct that, and I certainly appreciate the effort to try to do that. Tracy.
Sorry, the evil mute button was on. This is kind of striking me as make work a bit. The record of the motions passed by a body is the minutes, period. That's how everybody works. And every nonprofit organization operates this way. You have minutes. You keep them in a book, and that is the record of the actions by the board of directors. I realize that the board per se doesn't have access perhaps to that book, and that is partially an issue of the fact that we're thrown all about the country, and perhaps we need to get all the minutes after they're approved in books and have one at each regional location. I'd be open to that. But my sense of it is that to some degree this is make work. We're just extracting all of our minutes and folding them into one endless document when really that's what the minutes are for. You keep minutes as a record of the motions passed by the body, period. So for me, I think this is the kind of thing that we need not to be spending our time on and move on to other problems that are a bit more concrete than sort of recapitulating our minutes in what seems like a more accessible format. I'm not in favor of this motion.
Bill?
Not a motion.
It is a motion.
It's the wording, yeah.
Well, actually, let me ask first, what is the motion exactly? Because I'm confused.
But I want to clarify that the group was already formed, so that was passed at our last meeting.
The what's the motion is a charge to that work group. Is that your understanding, Bob?
Yeah. And I can read it if that would help.
Yeah. Would you please do that again?
Okay. This is, I've added things as people make comments. And I also realized policies by the CFO belong in here, so I included that. So now it reads, that the committee create a work group to assemble all adopted PNB motions concerning ongoing policy since its reconstitution as an elected body in 2004, as recorded in approved minutes, and also ongoing administrative policies put into place by executive directors and chief financial officers beginning in 2004. And also you can add me to the stack
Can I finish then with what I'm saying?
Yeah, there was a request. Can you email that to everybody?
Sure.
Bill?
Okay, and thank you, Bob, for clarifying that. Not trying to create more work, but there is a mechanism for making the minutes more available. The KPFDX system allows the chair or secretary to upload the minutes from any of the meetings right there, so it's available to anybody all over the world. And I don't think you even need, once they're approved, and so I don't think you even need a login in order to download them. So once we get the minutes, we should be able to do that. And maybe this committee should encourage and remind all the committee secretaries to do that. Each committee can do this, as well as the PNB. Just mostly a matter of remembering to do it. And it takes a little bit of time. It's not hard. It's not pretty easy if you have a login for that. And I'll be glad to help anybody that doesn't know how to do that. But I don't want to create a lot of extra work. We do need to make them available.
Lydia?
Yes, I was just going to clarify something. Obviously, I do think that we should only put those motions that have been, where the minutes have been passed. Anything that we get off of audio and whatever, we should, in the course of the work, there are going to be a number of questions that we have to bring back to this body and or to the PNB, as George recommended. If everybody agrees, we can then add it to the minutes. If something was missed in the audio, we run across or whatever. But the body has to decide that. We would not arbitrarily interject what we think should be in there outside of what has been approved. So I did want to make that clear. But as we move on, we're going to run across situations that we will continue to bring back to this body. Now, in terms of responding to what Tracy said, look at the difference of the previously posted set of bylaws versus the set that we're using on the PNB site right now, which was posted by working group here in LA at kewg.org, where you can click on the section that you want and go directly to it instead of thumbing through all of the bylaws without an accurate theme, you know, with a useful table of context or anything. So I think that people's concerns will be assuaged once they get the document that, and Bob, maybe you want to send that out so people can see what we're talking about, which is what I think Carolyn was talking about. I don't think it was 76. I think it was through 2007, and Greg Gumma did have it posted on our website, and it was, you know, useful. It's by category, so if you have a question on finance or whatever, you can go straight to that particular section. So it doesn't take away from the minutes. It just helps us find things, that's all.
John, for the queue, or what you guys call the stack?
Was anyone after Lydia? I don't have anyone. Okay, John, what's you?
Yeah. Bob, for the stack.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bob, you were.
No, John,
yeah, just
go
a couple
ahead. It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, just a couple of points. In the first place, a queue is a line. It's like you line up for a movie to get in and stuff, and a stack is basically the wrong term. And so I'm going to use queue because it's just a more literate description of things. But my question is, how many sets of unapproved PNB minutes are there? How many of these things are in writing, exist, and just simply the PNB never got around approving them. This is different than somebody took them and wrote them down and then didn't distribute them and they're lost, and then you'd have to go to the audio. But my question is, with regard to the written record, how many sets of PNB records minutes exist which were not approved? Because I think they should be considered and considered in two different senses. One, arguably, they should be considered as worthy of being approved, perhaps by the current PNB, or alternatively, perhaps being the motions being reconsidered by the current PNB, because arguably these people did a lot of work in making those decisions and in coming to them, and so they're probably well-reasoned and well-seasoned and whatever. But their work has been done, and the idea is to recapture that work and not have to redo it from scratch. I'm done.
Does anyone want to respond to that?
This is Lydia.
Good.
Again, this is just a valiant effort, first effort. So I think the very first step is going to be looking at those minutes that were approved and putting them into this document that we have. And then we will proceed and bring to the city the obstacles we have encountered, whether there are... I know I have served on boards on PNB years when there weren't any minutes produced for certain meetings. So that's going to come up. But again, I would really ask that we move forward with the motion so we can at least get started with the work and do that first phase. So I'm proposing we do the first phase of it, which is just to plug in those motions that come out of approved minutes, and then we'll proceed and keep reporting back to this body.
Do you know how many are pending right now in front of the PNB?
How many minutes?
Any minutes which are pending but not approved?
Perhaps just the, I may have missed it, but the in-person meeting minutes and February of last year executive session. I think that's it. We've been pretty good this past year.
Okay. Bob, I'd like to close the stack at that. If anyone wants to speak after Bob, that'd be fine. Okay, Bob.
I just wanted to explain the genesis of this idea. It actually came directly out of our work last year. For instance, several committee members were very troubled by the number of meetings that we and other committees didn't have quorum, and what could we do about that? And so we had a whole series of discussions about that, and somebody proposed, well, why don't we have a rule about three times in a row that you miss it and you're out? And then I pointed out, well, actually, we have such a rule. It was passed in 2004, and then it was modified in 2006 to make sure there's proper notice to that member before, you know, after they've missed two meetings, et cetera, et cetera. But this happened on several occasions during the committee's work last year, is that people were all set and ready to craft a brand new policy about something that actually was, quote unquote, on the books. But as Sasha so correctly pointed out, and what I don't know if it's really clear enough, it doesn't matter if it's buried in a set of minutes. This board has probably met, I don't know, 100 or 150 times in the 8 years since 2004. And the idea that on a given subject we can quickly go into the, you know, 100 sets of minutes and dig up that needle in the haystack is, I don't think, is very realistic. So if we could do, you know, build on what was done back in 2007 by category, so it's easily referenceable, it would be a great gift, not just to this committee for years to come, but every committee of the PNB, so that people wouldn't constantly be either reinventing the wheel or actually overriding an existing policy that they didn't know was there.
I would like to go ahead and take a vote on this. I gather there are some objections to, this is basically a specific charge to the work group. I take it anyone who wants to can be a member of the work group, but who's members now so far?
It was myself, this is Lydia, Bob Letter, Joseph Kay, and then we also clarified that we could invite, for example, John Gary, who is our recording secretary for the PNB, and of course that we can interact with others who we know have kept good copies of approved minutes that we could then verify.
Point of information, Carolyn here.
Carolyn, good.
Yeah, this task seems, as Tracy points out, long, and really not allowing for much else to go on. Would there be a problem with another work group formed to consider specifically amendments to bylaws of some sort if this work group takes up this task? There would be no problem, I think, with a second.
Please let me respond.
Okay.
Yeah. This is a work group to collate the motions that the PND has passed. There was a separate work group was working to, I presume, construct possible bylaws amendments. But
okay,
any member,
good enough.
Any member of the committee can bring a bylaws amendment. That's open to anyone who wants to do it.
Of course.
This is Tracy with a point of information and possibly an amendment.
Okay, Tracy.
I know it's been brought up by several individuals over the years that it is very difficult for people to track how their PNB representative vote on the big board without going through the minutes and listening to the meetings and doing a whole bunch of stuff that takes an inordinate amount of time. So if, in fact, this motion passes, I would like to make an amendment, since it is recorded in our minutes on most occasions, if not all, that the open session motions also contain an index of who voted how over the years. I think that would be really helpful for people. And if we're going to sit down and do this endless project, maybe we should just do it right so we have all the records. So I'd like to offer us an amendment.
I'd like to be on the back or respond to that.
I have a discussion on the amendment. Who said I'd like to be on the stack?
Joseph K. KPFT.
And he's on the.
Anyone else? Okay, Joseph, go ahead.
I do think that this group has a lot to do, task-wise, and that the idea of addressing the core issues rather than 100% of every detail is required in order to avoid overtaxing the workers, and since this is a lot of work, and that the dual tasks simultaneously proceeding ahead is, in my view, highly important, and that we do draft on newly identified amendments that have been suggested, or there's a meant to reason from many members in the OSBs that there is a need to review those policies that create concern, mainly in the relationship between management and the PN and the OSBs and program, things of that nature.
Anybody else want to speak to Tracy's amendment?
This is Lydia. Yes, I would not support the amendment because that is the kind of detail that you do find in the minutes. Again, once you see how this was set up in 2007 by Director Guma, that it has, after each motion, it gives you the date, and that then you can, from there, go to those minutes and look up who voted. But that would be daunting, and we'd have to reinvent the document that's already complete. So I
agree with that. That's exactly my thought also about that.
Lydia, you mentioned a couple times that people would be more convinced if they saw the original document. Do you want to move to postpone this until the next meeting and circulate that document?
I don't think that's necessary. I would hate to keep postponing something that we have some work to do on. I would rather just call the question. And Bob can forward the document, or I can forward the document this evening. But
okay.
Bill,
for this.
Yeah, Bill, for this.
Bill, go ahead.
Well, I guess I'm concerned that if we're going to do this, let's do this right. I mean, I think Lydia just had a good point that if as long as the date's there, we can look it up. But I think if we're going to do this, I think we need more people on that subcommittee because I don't know if there's times where we don't have the minutes recorded, and we need people probably who can go back and find minutes that, you know, contact previous Ellis, I mean, PNB members who might have them. You know, they're not going to be easy to find. Otherwise, it's just going to be haphazard and incomplete. And I don't want it to be, you know, have a lot of gaps that we wouldn't even know about. So I guess I'd like to make sure that we get enough people to work on it to do it right. Even if we don't have...
No, I don't have time.
And I guess what I'm... Thank you, George. And I guess what I was thinking, kind of aligned with what Tracy was saying, if we can't do this right, you know, the main thing we need to be doing is working on bylaws amendments this year. And if it's going to detract from that, fixing the bylaws, then I'm not sure I'd support it. But I'm welcome if there's some more people who will sign up for the subcommittee and get it going and do the work. But I can't. I'm spread too thin already in too many other committees.
Anyone else want to speak to Tracy's amendment?
Yeah, Tracy does if she can.
Okay, go ahead, Tracy.
I guess I just don't see the point of making this monumental effort unless you provide complete and comprehensive information. If, in fact, in order to find out information that people will want, you have to go back to the minutes, then why don't you go back to the minutes in the first place? I mean, it doesn't really make sense to me to take on a project of this magnitude unless you make a commitment to providing all of the information in an indexable database going forward. I mean, that's really what's needed. And if we can't do that, then I'm not sure we should waste all of the energy doing something that will be, frankly, of less interest. People ask me all of the time about votes and who voted how and when, and because this is important to people in a representative democracy. I mean, it's part of the record keeping that people want and people need. And to sort of discount that as if it's not important strikes me as, I mean, I understand that when people are getting their head around doing the work, you know, people adding more work is kind of upsetting, but it just seems to me that if worth doing is worth doing right, and if in fact we don't have enough people to come up with a comprehensive document, then we should wait until we do have enough people to work on it and not do something kind of half, well, I don't want to say half-assed, but something that essentially won't really solve the problem. And it seems to me also that a roll call, I mean, after all, we're only talking about 22 names and you put them in a yes or no column. I mean, compared to the work of going through 100 sets of minutes, I mean, it isn't necessarily that much more work. I mean, you write down the whys and the ends, and you stick it in the database. I would be an advocate for, if we're going to do this, I think it should be in the motion. And if we're, you know, and if we're not, then I'm not sure that it's worth the effort of three members of this committee killing themselves to do this.
Point of information.
Just a moment.
I thought I heard Luzette. Does she want to be on the stack?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And I've been asking to be on the stack for several minutes, George.
I'm sorry, Marcel. I didn't hear you at all. Okay. So your point of information, Joseph.
Are the minutes ordinarily include the vote, like a roll call vote with all the names and how they voted, or is that unusual?
Yeah,
the minutes of all the, please let me answer the question. The minutes of all the telephone meetings, all the votes have to be taken by roll call anyway.
Okay.
The minutes of the in-person meetings, some votes are taken by roll call and some are taken by a show of hands. The ones that are taken by a show of hands, you'll just have the numbers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, Luzette, you're next.
Yes. I've been trying to make sense of what I'm hearing. And before I go on, I just want to clarify what I understand. Are we suggesting that we have a depository somewhere of the decisions we make?
I think that's, yes, that's part of what's being suggested, yes.
Okay. Now, if that is the case...
Let me say this. We have a depository. And I think, as Carolyn pointed out, it's in the office in Berkeley. This is intended to, I believe, produce an electronic document which will be available to everybody. Is that correct, Bob? This is going to be an electronic document?
Yeah, but it's not currently, everything is not currently in Berkeley. That's part of the
problem. I understand that too. Okay.
So we're trying to capture that information.
Yes.
Okay. Well, if that be the case, we have to find resources to do that. So to avoid a pileup as of now, what I think we should be doing, and across the board, because I think at some stage we've been trying to discuss this at the local station board level at TFW, maybe that or some other organization I'm involved with. But what I'm suggesting is that when we have our minutes really should reflect decisions. And all we need do is have whatever form of storage place we have, just copy and paste the decisions we make. And this is why I couldn't understand, I couldn't follow what we were saying, because to me it's very simple. I don't know if everybody agrees with it or if I sound too crazy.
Ken on the back?
I don't think that needs a response. Ken?
It was Marcel. Yeah, initially,
Sasha on the stack, please.
It was Marcel.
Ken.
It was Marcel.
Okay, Marcel, you're next, and then Ken. That's all right.
And Sasha's been asking to be on the stack.
You too, Sasha.
That's the first time that I heard you. What's the stack?
I think... Marcel, okay, I think it's very important that this information be gathered in one place and be gathered by category. And, of course, I'm repeating myself. But that's so that we don't keep repeating motions. I was surprised last year when we were working on the governance committee. Almost everything that we brought up had already been addressed by someone. And if it wasn't specific... Then it was almost, you remember this, Sasha, it was almost specific to the question we were asking. Mm-hmm. So we're not only spending time in writing it, but we were not giving the privilege of this cumulative knowledge from all of the people who had gone before us and thought this out. And it's a tremendous waste of our time, a tremendous waste of our time. And I think to unduly burden this small committee that's trying to do this work of gathering this information in one place is unfair. If the committee expands, then that's fine. We can add more duties to it. But I think it's a Herculean task they're taking on, and I think we need it done because without it, we just keep in this redundancy, the same thing over and over again. Thank you.
Ken.
Yeah, of course I support access to information. My concerns are, A, the project plan for this is deficient. As Tracy was saying, first of all, a motion could be passed that covers several areas. So there should be a keyword index to it. You have a motion, I'm not going to make one up now, but you have a motion that covers elections, administration, and programming. You can just have motions like that, especially I've seen motions that go on for 2 pages. But so you don't want to categorize a motion into one category or duplicate it somewhere else. You need what's called a dynamic database. Secondarily, it should have a vote history. But also, as Bill was saying, there's an existing facility to make the minutes available. Then anybody has a right, an ability to download it, create a compendium. That gives us true transparency. I'm strongly concerned that with the best intentions, a method of somebody creating this list of motions and subcategorizing it may be prejudicial in saying, well, this is the official list, these are the motions, if it's not in here, these are the ones that count, and if you want to challenge it, go search for others. So I'm very concerned about that, it becoming a false Bible of policy. I think we should reevaluate the process that's done before we start and go along with the existing facility we have at KPTX, first initially getting all approved minutes posted on KPTFX or whatever they are. And then anybody could pull down those minutes and create a compendium, a cross-index of the materials using commonly available software. And once you pull it in, you can do a Google search on any word you want. So if you want to see what policy we passed about teapots, you can go find it. You don't have to go into a limited category. So I'm just concerned that this project is a little bit outdated in the technology it's using. It's not taking advantage of what we currently have, which is available at KPTX.
Bill for the stack.
So I wouldn't favor it at this point unless I think the motion or the project should be reviewed and postponed till the next meeting. The motion should be postponed. Thank you.
Are you moving to postpone it?
Yeah. I'm making a motion to postpone this until reviewed by other members of this committee, the student, the motion, and give us a chance to take a look at it and make suggestions to change.
Mr. Chair?
Okay. Sasha, you're not on the list. Who said Mr. Chair?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Lydia. Yeah.
Okay. Did you want to speak to the question of postponement? That's really what's on the floor is the question of postponing. Sasha, did you want to speak to that?
Sure. I want to speak to the main motion to begin with. I don't think it should be postponed. I don't see any reason why. We spent a considerable amount of time on it already. If we take it up again next month, we'll spend a considerable amount of time on it yet again. I don't think this is so complex that all of us have to, dwell on it for the next 4 weeks before we can make up our minds.
Mm-hmm.
So I am not in favor of postponing it, and that's what I have to say about postponing.
Okay. Lydia?
Yes. I just sent what was previously compiled to Marcel, because I'm not on the PacGov list, and I don't have everyone's email from this committee. So perhaps she can forward it to the list. But I also just want to make clear that at the last month's governance committee meeting, the group was formed. That doesn't mean, it's completely open for anyone who wants to do work to join it. And so I hope if the mission statement of the motion fails, that does not prevent us from moving forward with what we were previously charged with, which was at least to start this process, then if a different motion comes up, that can be modified. But I would like to keep chipping away at this.
Bill for the stack.
Bill for the stack.
Joseph K. for the stack.
Bill, then Joseph K.
I think supporting, I support the motion to postpone. I think it makes sense. And in particular, I like what Ken was saying, how we should first, we're kind of getting the cart before the horse. We should first work on getting the minutes all posted
online.
And then that would in turn make this other process easier of searching through them to find things. And having it online would make it easier for people to look up details that may be related to the motion amendments or the amendments that were made and failed and all kinds of things like that. So I think that should be the first step. We should do this in the right order.
And
I like the idea of getting a repository of all this stuff, but I think we're jumping ahead of ourselves and getting our priorities backwards. So I support the motion
postponed. Okay,
Joseph K.
I oppose the motion to postpone, as I see the work that this group can do will foster the organization and provide some clarification as to what findings are made during the course of the work that the volunteers have agreed to do. And anyone who thinks there's more that should be done, please come forward and identify yourself and do the work and not put it off for us who have already agreed to do our work, the work that we've agreed to do, as I don't think see how that helps the larger cause of getting a repository of 100% of the information that's requested or deemed needy to be needed, as that those questions have to be answered as we discover what's so about the minutes, the state of the minutes, what they include, what they don't include. Thank you.
Carolyn, I'll be back, please.
Carolyn, okay, but we have about 10 more minutes in this meeting. I think we're supposed to adjourn at 10:30. I'm sorry, wait a minute. It's only 2 hours into the meeting. We have plenty of time. Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, just a quick note. When I, my brief tenure secretary, excuse me, I had volunteered to do this. I happily did not have to. I didn't realize what a gigantic task it was, and it is. It sounds even bigger than I thought it was then. But, in fact, some of this, I think, should be the responsibility of the Foundation secretary, and perhaps when the motion comes back to us, some of these tasks can be delegated to the secretary and they leave the committee if some of this, I think properly it's all secretarial, my considered opinion of it. I won't vote against it, but I do think it belongs to the secretary.
Can we move to a vote on the question of postponing?
Yes.
Any objections to doing that? I don't hear any objections. I hear yeses. Any objections? Okay. Hearing none, we'll have to take a roll call vote. Colleen, that would be the secretary's task. Do you have a list in front of you of the members?
No, I don't, George.
Okay, I'll call the roll. Would you keep track of the yeses and noes?
Yes.
Okay, so this is on the motion to postpone. A yes is to postpone, presumably till the next meeting. Ken Aaron.
Yes.
Sharam Agamir. Okay, Sharam, I'll come back to you. Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
Lydia Brazon. Lydia?
No.
Are you muted? Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Yes.
The postponed.
Kathy Davis hasn't arrived by any chance, has she? No. Okay, Gail Dixon?
Yes.
Sasha Futran?
No.
Joseph Kay?
No.
Luzette King?
Yes.
Bob Lederer?
No.
Colleen O'Brien?
No.
R. Paul Martin?
Yes.
Brenda Medina?
No.
Marcel Reed?
No.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
John Wenger?
Yes.
Sharam Agamir? Sharam, are you there? I guess not. Have I missed anybody? Just myself. I'm going to abstain. The motion is, Colleen, how many for and how many against?
Let's see.
Eight to seven.
What do you have?
I think it's...
I got 8 to 7.
8 to 6. I don't know.
I got 8 to 7.
I got 8 to 7.
I have 8 to 7 also.
I have 8 to 7.
Yeah, I have 8 to 7.
Okay. It's a consensus. It was 8 to 7, which means the motion passes, so it will be postponed till next week.
Next week or next month?
I'm sorry, the next meeting. The next meeting, which will be next month, the third Monday of April. Are there any other committee reports? Are there any other committees? Well, hearing none, then I guess that's all the committee reports. The next item on the agenda was action items. And
This is Ken, point of order. I brought up before that perhaps the candidates for chair.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Yes, that's fine. How much time do you want to give us, Ken? 2 minutes?
We each got 2 minutes, but I just want to know one thing. You're both able to attend these meetings on a regular basis from a stable position,
Lydia, would you prefer I go first, or would you like to go first?
I can go. Yes, I know that my employer would allow me to leave half an hour early under these circumstances. If I wanted to conduct the meeting from home, I am also able to conduct it from my office, where I normally leave at 5:30. So yes, if elected chair, I would do that. I have acted as chair when I was on the PMB before, as chair of the personnel committee, and everyone knows who served or listened to those meetings that I do a lot of work in advance of the meeting, so that the meetings are not don't have to be longer than they have to be, and make sure that any of the committee members, when there are committees, that they have their work together to present at the actual meeting. I have served as chair of when we had the advisory boards, the local advisory board, so I am an experienced chair, and I am really committed to work, and I find that as a committee chair, as I said, most of the work is before the meeting, and so there you go. That is my pitch. But yes, I would be able to be in the stationary edition by a computer one way or the other at work or at home.
Thank you. Yes, I have Monday nights free, basically, and I can do it from home. I have been the chair. The year before I was chair of the PNB, I was chair of the governance committee. I believe I was on it for the year before that. And the committee met and got quorum nearly all the time, and we did a great deal of work, including putting together the procedures for a recall election, which took about 3 months. My own sense of what I'd like to see happen on this committee as a high priority, and I gather it's there for a lot of the others, is that we can come to a consensus on the bylaws changes that need to be made. Even relatively trivial bylaws changes which were proposed haven't been able to get enough traction with enough people. And I think the committee is probably the right place to do it, and so that's certainly one item that I want to see us doing. Beyond that, I'll sort of see to it that everybody gets a fair shake at speaking and being heard. Okay, I guess that's all I have to say. Does anybody have any other questions for either one of us? Okay, well, hearing none, then we'll move on to the action items, which, Marcel, were there specific action items that were held over, or was this a space where we can sort of put together a tentative agenda for future meetings?
And that was a space for a tentative agenda.
Okay, so what I'd like to do is to take suggestions. I think for the moment that we don't need to... certainly my experience on these committees and the way I've always run them is that anything anybody wants to bring up will go on the agenda. It's always a question of setting priorities, what you want to talk about at any given meeting. But at this point, I would suggest that anybody who has something that they would like to see us be doing in this year, say it. We'll just keep the list, and if it's acceptable to everybody, we'll bring it up next meeting for prioritization. If we have time...
John, into the queue, please.
We can do that. Yes, John Linger, go ahead.
I've been thinking the governance problem for the last couple of years at KPFK, and to that end, I asked... I have a theory that's of basically bottoms-up governance, and the idea is that at a local board, you'd have listeners and committees doing work and then feeding that information into LSBs. And so for that reason, you'd want the committees to meet early on, and then you want the governance committee to meet last because it needs to schedule the agenda for the LSB meeting, and then finally the LSB meets and does it, and then at that point the LSB members who happen to also be directors of the PNB are now informed by that entire process and then move forward, and then that information can theoretically trickle up to the PNB. Now, I understand that in practice the PNB is really busy and they're always dealing in executive session with lawsuits and stuff. So that's just a theoretical model. But the idea then, so to that end, I ask Summer Reeve to please, since the KPFK is following that model, and since the PNB used to meet at the end of the month, the LSC, I convinced the LSC they should meet in the third week, and on either a Wednesday or a Saturday, is our current time, and then we could have governance meet the Monday of the third week to feed into that, and that way we could collect the output of our committee, and then we'd have an informed instruction of an agenda. So it's a positive flow model. Now, unfortunately, Summer and the board, I said, Summer, you know, please schedule a meeting late in the month. She said, I'll see what I can do. And then what I heard the other day is that the PNB is going to meet on the second Tuesday of the month and have a spillover meeting on the fourth Thursday of the month, which is unfortunate. It would be far better if it were reversed. Now, I don't have any ability to influence that, but perhaps the PNB Governance Committee does. So if there's support for this governance, for this process flow model, then I'd like to see what we can do to implement it so that we have this bottoms-up flow from the people into the committees, into the LSCs, into up to the and also up in governance. So I would like governance, ideally, PNB governance should meet right before, that is, during the week before the PNB meeting. And that shouldn't be the spillover meeting. That should be the main meeting. So that's my theory in a nutshell, and I'd like to at some point, you know, put this on the agenda for some discussion, and so we can thoroughly vet the idea.
Okay, so if I understand it, your proposal is to change the order of the governance committee's meeting and the PNB regular telephone meeting. Is that correct?
Yeah, ideally. I think you've got it. That's right.
Okay. Okay. Anyone else want to suggest actions?
That's Bill.
That's Bill.
This is Gail.
Okay, I've got Bill and then Gail.
I believe this. Well, things we already decided tonight. I believe George, you're going to send out ballots. And Colleen, I presume, will set up minutes because that's kind of an acting thing for her every month. And I wasn't sure if Tracy or whoever was starting to do minutes needs to get those to Colleen or not. I guess they can work that out.
Okay. Gail?
Yeah. I have some really grave concerns, some of us do, coming out of PSW, in regard to the process when seating members who are coming onto the board, not the listener members, but in our particular case, staff members, and how that process is really supposed to work. We have a situation right now where we had a programmer seated the other night who just walked in and sat down as opposed to any real notification. I think the notification that they had someone new coming on to replace someone who had left the board. But it leaves a big question mark right now, has some, gives us some concern about how that process should work, especially according to the current bylaw.
So you want to bring this particular incident up as an example of a bylaw violation to be considered by the governance committee?
Yes.
That's perfectly appropriate.
I would ask Marcel to kind of give some other comment to this, because I want to make sure you understand what we're talking about.
Well, to me, the question is, when is a rep seated? We have nothing to do with selection of the representative
right.
from the programmers, and that's not what we're questioning. We're just questioning the process by which a rep is selected. Is it a ballot? And if so, is it the standard FTV ballot that we all use? Oh.
Point of information is built.
Yes, ma'am.
And Carolyn, point of information, too.